From the Mountain Times in Killington, Vermont, this is my side of the mountain. Overlook stories of everyday life here in the Green Mountain State. I'm Ethan Weinstein.
We were on the San Juan Islands on vacation in September of 2011. And the second day we stopped at this little farm that had a sign said selling yarn. We walked into a little shop and I said to Annette, that was her name, she's in her 70s, I said, "You're living my wife's dream." And because Peg had learned how to spin right after we moved to Chicago out of college. So we would go to places to find fleeces for her to spin. And she would, this is back in the early 80s, she would say, "Well, wouldn't it be great to have a sheep farm someday?" And I said, "Yeah, that would be really boring." The better line is, "Do that with your second husband," which I never said. But we're on this farm with this woman, and she's got a small flock of sheep, and she's got a border collie. And I'm playing with the border collie, and we're chatting, and we drive out, and I say to Peg, "You know, if I could get a dog like this, I might think about it." And so that was September of 2011. We had lived in Boston. We had lived in New York. And we said, we should probably go to, like, somewhere in Vermont, like Woodstock. We should go to Woodstock.
But I'm thinking the whole time, did he seriously say this? We have the whole rest of the vacation. I'm like going, I can't believe this is a possibility.
Because you've been thinking about it for a while?
No, I had thought about it when we were, you know, kids, you know, very, very young. But that my husband would say, "Yeah, let's leave suburbia and go start a sheep farm." I was like, this is crazy.
That's Todd and Peg Allen. They run Savage Heart Farm, a sheep farm in Hartford, Vermont. It's a beautiful spot, hills sloping in all directions, a weathered barn. The Allens maintain a summer flock of about 50 sheep, wintering closer to 30. I first met Peg at the Norwich Farmers Market, drawn to the hats she'd knitted, felted, and dyed herself. They're thick, tricolored beanies, not the stuff of hipsters, but warm wool, practical. Peg and I got to talking, and she told me about her operation. Raising sheep from lamb to wool, running a mill to turn wool to yarn, even making sausage and sheepskin rugs from the slaughtered rams. I was struck by the resourcefulness of it all, its cyclical, sustainable rhythm. When I showed up at Savage Heart, Peg stood hunched over a steaming vat of rainbow liquid. She was experimenting with a new yarn dyeing method, so Todd walked me around the farm.
So we breed, the breed is called Corriedale, and it's known for, we can show you the yarn, you probably saw it at the farmer's market. It's very soft, it's very spongy, it's very luscious. And we're breeding for the most part for color. Both of our rams are colored, and color is recessive, so the rams don't even carry the white gene. So we had 34 lambs this spring in April, which is the most we've ever had by a lot. 2 years ago, we had 25.
What inspired more of them?
Peg bred a lot of ewes. And she bred more ewes than she told me she was breeding.
You can hear in the Allens' voices that they're not from Vermont. Peg's New York-infused rasp, Todd's Wisconsin vowels. They were suburbanites, successful white-collar workers who'd achieved the quote-unquote American dream. Lots of people in suburbia imagine a better life in the country, the idea that something more exists outside of kids' soccer games and cocktail parties. This draw pulled my own parents from Metro Boston to Vermont. But it's one thing to imagine a rural life, it's another to uproot and make it happen. Peg and Todd, they're doers. Empty nesting made the transition more viable, but the change in lifestyle threw all sorts of surprises their way.
We were 54 at the time, and it was sort of like, is this it? We're going to just live in suburbia, doing jobs, drinking bourbon, and watching hardball. When we first got our flock, we knew nothing. We had an electric fence circled around in the backyard here. My parents had come to visit, and so the humans are in with the sheep, so the electric fence is off. So two of the smart sheep go, this is ridiculous, and walked through the fencing, down the driveway, and into the woods. Gone. They weren't trained to grain. They weren't going to come when you call. So we haven't been here 6 weeks in Vermont, and we are knocking on doors asking, "Have you seen our sheep? Have you seen our sheep?" I ended up calling the Hartford police. "Ma'am, what do they look like?" I mean, I felt ridiculous.
Todd's kept a second job while working on the farm. He found out quickly that the sheep ignore his 9-to-5 schedule.
So I ended up finding a job with Mascoma Bank, and I started working on April 1st of 2013. That was my first day. Our first lamb was born on April 2nd of 2013, our very first lamb. At about 7:15 in the morning, we had no idea what was going on. We didn't, so you know, so I didn't get to the office. You know, it was my second day, and it was my first real day on the job. I didn't get to the office till 1:30 in the afternoon. And then later that evening, we weren't sure if this, it was a single lamb. We weren't sure if this lamb was getting milk from his mom, her mom. And we called Louise Noonan.
Well, Louise, all throughout the day.
Yes, who's been, Louise?
Louise She's Noonan a sheep is, farmer a, is, a, in is Norwich. A seasoned farmer. We had put out kind of an SOS on the Vermont Sheep and Goat Association listserv. And Louise happened to answer. And so she was offline directly with us, throwing out, you might try this. We might try that. A couple of hours later, try this. And at the end of the day, like around 7 o'clock, it's cold now, and she comes over. You know, we still don't know if it's getting enough milk. And she's in the middle of her own lambing. And she shows up with her onesie Carhartt, looks at us like we don't know how to dress in Vermont, and then goes up to the shed, which is where our little lamb was. She opens up the drawer. She goes, oh, my God, this lamb is perfectly healthy. Perfectly healthy. I'll show you how to get it on the teat. She kneels down. She shoves the mom up against the wall, pins in, gets the lamb by the throat, and lands it up, and then says, and you count. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, and that's how you do it. And then you'll leave them alone. You get out of the way and let the mom do her thing. And, you know, it turned out that mom, her name was Martha, was a fabulous mom, and we were just way overthinking it. And it's taken me several years to stop overthinking it. I get very anxious at lambing. I want those babies to come out alive. I want them to, you know, I'm very quick to, I'll go in and pull it out. Let's go in and get them out. And Todd's always, you know. And then when they're out, I'm like, I don't know, is it on? It's only been alive for 10 minutes, Peg. Have a nice relax.
For a while, the Allens sent their fleeces to Hampton Fiber Mill in Richmond, Vermont. But Hampton stopped taking custom orders in 2017. After bad experiences with other mills, Peg decided to start her own.
The big problem across the country, but very much in the New England area, is that there aren't enough mills. So you spend all year raising your animals and you want to take your wool somewhere, and there aren't enough mills. We hung out our shingle to take yarn orders starting May 1st, and we just were overwhelmed with orders. If you want to bring us wool, we're right now booking mid-fall. So it's been great. It's hard work. You know, a little bit like, so you didn't know what it was to run a sheep farm. I didn't know what it was to run a mill either. It's one thing to be a mill owner, totally different to be a mill worker. I don't wear any jewelry anymore. It's a lot of fast-moving equipment with sharp objects on them, but we're making some beautiful, beautiful yarn, and the response from the area sheep farmers has been just fantastic. And when I say area, we've got folks coming in from Martha's Vineyard, the eastern side of Maine, some folks in upstate New York, obviously Vermont and New Hampshire are the majority of it, but it's been an unbelievable reaction.
It's been 9 years since the Allens arrived in Hartford. They'll be the first to tell you they're still learning. But in a relatively short time, they've learned the ins and outs of wool. And they're happy, infectiously so. It's a lesson. Pick up and move. You might just open a mill.
So we've had joys and stupidity and tragedy. We did
more of the former than the latter. We've had more ups than more ups than downs.
But
we've never regretted doing this by far.
No.
This has been humbling and enjoyable and a real adventure.
We still have a ton to learn, but I think we've moved along the path to be able to say we actually do know sheep, and now I do know how to make sheep's wool into phenomenal yarn. And it feels great.
You can find out more about the Allens at savageheartfarm.com and junctionfibermill.com, or go visit them at the Norwich Farmers Market. Big thanks to Pete's Posse for providing the music for this episode. Thank you for listening to My Side of the Mountain.